I know you know this, but tomorrow it's film week, 11 o'clock here on KPCC. And I can't wait because as a huge fan of Quentin Tarantino films, I want to find out what our critics think of his latest Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's old school Hollywood as a film as well because it's got two big stars, Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. Margot Robbie also in the cast. We'll find out what our critics think of it tomorrow, 11 o'clock, Film Week, here on 89.3 KPCC. And we'll also talk with one of the stars of Paul Thomas Anderson's Boogie Nights, Nina Hartley, will be with us on Film Week as well to talk about her involvement in that project. Speaking of Boogie Nights, it's our next Film Week screening at the Theater at Ace Hotel, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. After the movie, we're going to talk with Film Week critic Tim Cobb. Shell. We'll talk with the costume designer for the film, all those terrific late 70s, early 80s costumes. And we just got all kinds of great conversation that's going to follow. That's coming up Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Theater at Ace Hotel. You can get your tickets at kpecc.org/in-person. Well, as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, there's some progress being made on considering the feasibility of building an aerial transit system, perhaps a gondola, to Griffith Park from the flats below it. The question is, where would it go? Could ticket sales support it enough financially to make it feasible? Where would you park the cars, at the bottom of the gondola or other form of aerial transit? With us from Stantec, the firm that's been commissioned by the city of L.A. to do the feasibility study, Vice President on Environmental Issues, Simon Bluestone. Simon, good to have you with us.
Good morning, Larry. Pleasure to be here.
So where are you at in this feasibility project? What are the principal aspects of this you're looking at to determine whether it would work?
Sure. So just to tee it up, you know, the intent of this study is to really serve as a tool to allow informed decision-making on whether to move forward with such a project in the park. The scope of this study is going to look at a number of important criteria. We're doing really six specific tasks. The first is an analysis of the potential transit and mobility pros and cons, looking at the ridership demand and analysis. The next is really looking at the technologies and best practices, looking at what's available, what's been done elsewhere, how they may play into our needs in an urban setting, you know, with something like Griffith Park. The third task is really defining the proposed alternative. So to be clear, that hasn't been completed yet, and that's going to be part of the study, really looking at potential starting points, landing stations, viewing points, and so forth. And of course, the potential impacts on surrounding wildlife in the community. The fourth task is really looking at the analysis of reliability and safety, a critical feature of such a project, and benefits it could provide park patrons and so forth. As well as then, probably the most important step is the community engagement and initiating and organizing feedback from the community and all the interested stakeholders. And finally, the last task is assessing the financial feasibility of the project and looking at how this thing could be funded, what sort of models are out there, funding sources, and ridership fees. So each of these are moving in parallel, Larry, and we started the project a couple of months ago now, and we are working through the process.
Simon, is this being driven largely by concerns about the amount of traffic and difficulty in parking in Griffith Park, or is this being driven more by the idea that this of itself would be an attraction, an additional feature of the park?
Sure. Larry, well, the genesis of this came out of a mobility study, a Dixon report, and it's really driven, the intent of this is not to create a bespoke attraction, but as an integrated mobility solution for Angelenos to benefit the residents around the park and visitors to the park. And I think Daryl, who's on the phone here, can certainly speak a bit further to that from Recreation and Parks.
Darrow Ford is superintendent of planning, maintenance, and construction for the Los Angeles City Department of Recreation and Parks. He's the department's project manager for the feasibility study that StanTech is conducting. Darrow, good to have you with us.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Good morning. So it would seem that one of the principal challenges is, if this is a mobility project, what public transit would feed into it? And for those that are driving, do you have the spaces for them to park? Are those, you know, two of the most key considerations?
Well, as Simon mentioned, you know, part of what we're doing with this aerial tram feasibility study is to really look at all that information, to really look at the feasibility of potential alignments and alternatives, and also to talk about the pros and cons, the impacts those may have. So that's all a part of the analysis that will go into this aerial tram feasibility study, which will, again, at the end of the process, really give the department an objective assessment of the feasibility of an aerial transit system in Griffith Park. And it'll give us, again, that tool to allow for some informed decision-making about whether to move forward with an aerial transit system for the park.
There is the large parking structure that Warner Brothers has on Forest Lawn Drive across from the studio. Presumably, there'd be capacity on the weekends there. Is that one of the sites that's under consideration?
Well, we are aware that there are some non-city entities that are working on proposals or plans for aerial transit systems in Los Angeles, including the possibility for Griffith Park. Part of our analysis in the aerial tram feasibility study that we're doing is to assess a variety of proposals, but again, it's really looking, we're looking for an independent analysis of that. So we are aware that there are other proposals out there, and we'll be conducting an evaluation of all these ideas as a part of our feasibility study.
And is there a chance that you would partner with a private entity like Warner Brothers if it was determined that location was the best?
Again, one of the study ideas and part of the financial analysis is really looking at the potential partnerships, the viability of public-private partnerships potentially for it. So, again, we're in the beginning of this process, but part of the analysis that we're asking the StanTech team to put together is to really look at what are the financial feasibility of the aerial transit system, what are the different ways it can be funded, what are the ridership demands look like. Again, really, is it a feasible project to move forward with in the Griffith Park? So we'll be looking at all those options when we're discussing the financial feasibility of a project.
Where does it go from there? So StanTech gets back with the analysis of these 6 points. Then what do you do with it? At what point does the public get a look at it and get to provide feedback?
So this report will end up, there'll be a final report that will be done once the study has been completed. And that report will be presented to the Department of Recreation and Parks. And then we'll take it from there, sort of the rest of the city process. So the idea is that we'll end up with a final report that'll really detail out all these particular scenarios and options for the aerial transit system. It'll have an evaluation of the different alternatives as well that'll go along with that. And, you know, again, the potential CEQA impacts, environmental impacts, and everything else. And that final report will go to the department for action.
And, Darrell, are there different types of aerial transit systems that you're looking at, or is there one fairly standard model that's used in this kind of a circumstance?
Again, what StanTech will be doing is doing an analysis of the different technical systems and a comparison of the different technologies as well. So that'll be part of the analysis that's done in the aerial tram feasibility study, is looking at the variety of different technical systems that potentially could be used for an aerial transit system in Griffith Park.
Simon, can you give us some examples of different ways technically you'd get people up the hill?
Sure, Larry. Well, you know, these urban applications of aerial transit systems, or gondolas and trams, there are only a couple in the United States: the Roosevelt Tramway in New York City, the Portland Aerial Tram. The application at Griffith Park's a bit different, right? It's got a lot of topography, and the ridership, and the model wouldn't be a commuter model such as those. It's about, you know, visitation and for Angelenos to access the park. There are really gondola systems, or a few different technologies there we'll be looking at. They're all considered cable-propelled transit systems. So that's really what we'll be looking at in terms of technology evaluation, and that'll roll into cost evaluations and in consideration of all the safety and environmental considerations as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, for a gondola, presumably you'd have to have towers along the way. There could be effects on wildlife. Is that something at this point you're looking at studying, or would that have to come down the road?
Yeah, that actually comes down the road. We're doing some preliminary evaluation now as part of this scope and natural resource consideration. So we'll be looking at the pros and cons of these different alternatives as they would affect wildlife, the Griffith Park trails, urban wilderness identity, and biodiversity. So part of our scope is actually to lay out the framework or the next steps that would need to be performed if indeed, a project were to be advanced by the decision makers.
How big a team do you have working on this at StanTech?
We have our partners. We're working with Cosmont, who's supporting on the financial evaluation. A well-reputed community engagement firm, Consensus, is supporting on our engagement process. And then, within StanTech, we have a deep bench strength of mobility planning professionals, transportation engineering professionals, environmental scientists, and the innovative technology and transportation leadership. Our project manager, Arya Rohani, leads that program for us. And so we try to get the right people and the right team together to deliver the project for RAP.
All right. And I know you're looking at deadline in October. That seems pretty fast.
Sure. Well, we're working hard, and all these things are moving in parallel. And, most importantly, again, is that community engagement and outreach, which has started, and we're getting some good feedback. And we'll be checking back in as the project progresses.
Simon, thanks so much. We appreciate it. That's Simon Bluestone, who's vice president of StanTech, engineering firm commissioned by the city of L.A. to conduct the feasibility study, six major points to be investigated on the potential of an aerial transit system, potentially a gondola to Griffith Park. And our thanks to Daryl Ford, who's L.A. Department of Parks and Recreation Superintendent of Planning, Maintenance, and Construction. He's the city's project manager for the feasibility study. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. Have you found something in the road, on the sidewalk, in the back of a car that you got into, on a bus, that was particularly surprising or strange? You still don't know how it got there? Or maybe you were able to solve the mystery? Share the story with us coming right up at 866-893-KPECC. And I'll tell you the very strange story that prompted us to take this up right after a live update from Hetty Lynn Hurdy's.